Yerushalmi, the Mai corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Mazgalei Hakoyis, Oime, Masha'an, Ani Osid, Leshaye, B'Sholei Hakoyis, Harehu, Maase, B'Sha'a Maase, Somachloi, Zeshasisi Maase, Osid, Chumas Maase, Alav, B'Maase Sheini, B'Fiv, Mechul, Al Hamois. The Mishnah says, if they poured him the cup of wine for Kiddush, he should say, that which I leave at the bottom of the cup is Maase, and what is near it should be the rest of the Maase. That which I first made Maase shall be the Trumas Maase for the whole Maase, and the Maase Sheni should be at the mouth of the cup, and should be redeemed onto money. And the Gemara says, Kine Masnisa Le'inyan Mezigas HaKois. The Mishnah seems to be referring to when they pour the cup on Friday night, not before Shabbos, and therefore he must be making his stipulation on Shabbos itself. Rather, the Mishnah is merely teaching about a case of pouring the cup, but a stipulation actually made before Shabbos. Manan Kaimin, Imba Ime Mikra Mashke Muravu. Imba'ime lekeshe shasa, lemafeya tevel shasa. Elekin kaimin, bo'ime mekra lekeshe eshte. What's the case? If the stipulation takes effect before he drinks, he'll certainly be drinking a mixture that contains maase. If he says, when I will drink, it turns out that he must have drank tevel, since the truma only comes into existence after the wine has been drank. While he says, when I will drink, the maase should take effect retroactively. The Gemara asks, isn't he thereby carrying Tamei Tumah in his cup on Shabbos? Amar Belaza, Meshaya, Kolshu, Chulin, Kahahu, Detaninan, Taman, Metaltalin, Tumah, Tumeya, Imachulin. The Belaza answers that he leaves a small amount of Chulin together with Tumas Masa, allowing to move them together, as Misha teaches in Masechta Shabbos, one may carry Tamei Tumah together with Chulin. Ulodamian, Taman, Tumeya, Lesech Tayua, Buram Hacha, Chulin, Lesech Tumeya. The Gemara rejects that. No, the two cases are incomparable. There, he's moving the tummy for the sake of the Torah, but here, he's moving the Torah for the tummy. Amar Yosi Babun, Im Yitzi Osei, Min HaKoyis Kaddish. Yosi Babun answers that he only makes the truma when it leaves the cup. Taman Tani Nalakech, Yain Min HaKusim, Tani Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Oisim, Shema Tibaka Hanoid, V'nim Tzeze, Shoyse Tivalim Namafeya, V'Hadam Asnisa, Loik Rabbi Yosi, for Rabbi Shimoni. There's a later Mishnah that teaches that one who buys wine from the Kusim, he should make a stipulation. And the advice on that Mishnah teaches that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon prohibit making a stipulation, lest the wine bottle split before he manages to separate, causing him to have drank tevel retroactively. If so, our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi ha-komoidim al-akois shuhu al-atao. The Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi rejects it, he says no. All agree here that it can be made, since he drinks it immediately afterwards. And we come to the next Mishnah now. Poel she'in ma'amin le balabayis, noita goigris achas, va'ime zu v'teisha abois achrea, asuyeis maase al tishim shani oichel, v'zu asuye tumas maase aleihen, v'maase sheni b'achroinois mechul olamois, v'choisech goigris achas. The Mishnah says, if a worker doesn't trust his boss for maases, he should take one fig and say, this and the 9 figs that follow it should be maase for the 90 that I will eat, but this one should be the tumas maase for them, and the last one should be maase sheni, and redeem onto the coins. He should deprive himself of one fig, so as not to cause a loss to his boss when he gives him one of as Trumas Maase. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Yachzich Mipnei Shu Memaed Es Melachtoi Shabbal Habayis. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says he may not deprive himself, since he will be weaker and will reduce his work for his boss. Rav Yosi Omer Lo Yachzich Mipnei Shu Tanai Beis Din. Rav Yosi says he doesn't need to deprive himself, because it's a stipulation of Beis Din that Trumas Maase be given from the property of the boss. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, b'shem Rabbi Oisha, also Oisai kefoil she'ina ma'amin lebalabais. Rabbi Lezer, quoting Rabbi Oisha, says that the correct, and here the location of this Gemara should really be in Meseches Trumas in the fourth Perek. The Mishnah teaches that according to Rabbi Meir, if an Amaretz's produce was in a storeroom and he gave a sar to a Levi employee as Masa Rishon, and a sar to a poor employee as Masa Ani, a Chave employee separates up until 8 sar, and he may eat from them without being concerned that they're tevel, since he saw the boss tithe. Rav Meir viewed every person like an employee who doesn't trust his boss. Pshita hadar milsa nisafu ha-peiris ha-truma b'tivula nisafu ha-truma l'keshe ochlu ha-peiris kidshe truma l'mafriya. Certainly if the figs became burnt, the truma he declared is invalid and the mixture remains tevel. And if the truma became burnt, when he eats the fruit, the truma is sanctified retroactively. Mau chasach. Now the Gemara asks the meaning of the term chasach, save, in the Mishnah. Mimichlahu mapik tumas maase. The answer is he should deprive himself of eating one fig and use it for tumas maase. Tani la yachweish adam beparase balaila v'yeskirena v'yoyim liyase besich sheloi balaila v'yaske etzmoi v'yoyim liyarev atzmoi v'lisagif atzmoi v'pnei shu mamayet v'malachto shebalabayis. Braisa says that one should not plow with his cow at night and then hire it out in the daytime. One should not work his own property at night and hire himself out in the daytime. A worker should not starve himself or afflict himself, because as a result he will reduce his boss's productivity. Rabbi Yochan Ozal Lechad Asa Ashach Safra Ainus Amalhu Mau Kain Amule Tsim Amule Osalach Ma Imalachtosh Bosabadam At Oime Osalachtosh Kodesh Lakosha Kain. Rabbi Yochan went to a certain place and found that the school teacher was weak. He asked them what was going on, and they said that the teacher often fasts. Rabbi Yochan told him that he may not fast. If one who hires himself out to do mundane work is not allowed to fast, certainly one who hires himself out to do heaven's work is not allowed to fast. Quoting Rav said, and he's explaining with Yossi in the Mishnah, it's a stipulation of Beis Din that Trumas Maaseh is taken from the worker and Maaseh Sheni from the boss.